Strange Adventure.
Ed Larkin was amazed at what he saw through his telescope as he focused it upon the distant slope of Mount Shasta. Instead of the green trees he expected to see, the lens became filled with the picture of a beautiful city. It was a strange, unearthly city, with golden-domed, marbled white buildings, with silver spires that reached above the tallest trees. Ed Larkin drew back, rubbed his eyes, unable to believe what he had seen. The next day, Larkin rode into the little town of Weed that lay at the foot of Mount Shasta. He had a strange story to tell, a tale he doubted that anyone would believe. But by telling of the phenomenon, he hoped to reach the ears of someone who knew of the Magic City. He found that he was not the first man to stumble onto the mystery of Shasta. Old Hank Macy told him strange tales of small white-robed figures glimpsed in the early twilight, people who vanished into the dusk. The elderly lady who ran the town's boarding house related the story of an Indian who had heard the faraway tinkling of bells at eventide and had disappeared into the forest in search of the mysterious bell ringer. One of the learned men of the neighborhood explained an old legend.
Well, sir, many of the islands of the Pacific are the mountaintops of what was once the great continent of Lemuria. This continent sank into the sea centuries ago, but not before most of the people had a chance to build crude vessels for escape. Now, some of the craft found their way to the shores of North America, and the party that landed on this coast set out to locate a high mountain for their colony, where they feared that this land, too, might disappear into the sea. So they chose a spot high up there on the Mount of Shasta there, and they built their city right up there on the slope.
Ed Larkin organized an expedition of the bravest and most curious men of the countryside to search for the strange city. Hank Macy acted as guide. Suddenly, the old man halted and pointed ahead.
Looky here, we found a trail. It may lead us to the lost city.
The expedition followed the narrow path. The searchers had gone for about a mile when down from the heights swept a howling wind, driving before it a heavy cloud of swirling snow. The men stopped in their tracks. The chilling wind bit through their clothing. The snow clung to their eyes, blinding them. Blizzard! The men turned back, raced along the trail. Soon they were out of the storm. They were mystified. All about them on the mountainside was the green forest, warm sunlight. Behind them, a blizzard raged. Thankful that they had escaped with their lives, the men made their way back down to the slopes, down to the village. And someday they hoped to make another try at finding the mysterious city. But now they must return to the comments and I told you so's of their fellow townspeople. So far as I know, no one has ever found his way to the lost city. So I suppose the little people of the twilight are living happily in their Shangri-La, oblivious to all our worries and our troubles. This is Pat McGeehan saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.